gotta trust the old Wolfman. Yes, indeed. They gonna be opening this Saturday in the PM at Sydney's on the Strip. That's the Rocket. 5 shooting stars looking for another star to join them in their solar system. That's right. All you pals and gals with gala talents and your neat feet, you bring your thing right down here to the studio anytime today or tomorrow, and you can be the lucky local focal the Rocket's gonna pick to stick in their act, and that's a fact. Become a Rocket and get a little bread in your pocket. And now, here they are, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
I love Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Forget Gladys Knight and the Pips. Didn't you hear what he said? They're having tryouts for dancers to join the Rockets.
So what?
So I can be a Rocket, man.
You a Rocket? Man, there's not enough outer space for you.
Yeah, you're too fat.
I can't help being fat. It runs in my family.
Nobody runs in your family. They all waddle.
Dee, why don't you get out of here?
No, I agree with a rerun. All the Rockets are skinny. Now put on Gladys Knight and the Pips.
You know, if I was Gladys Knight, I would fire those three guys and hire you as one huge Pip.
And you can recall for Motown Records.
There'll be no more fat jokes around this house.
Yeah, I'm getting sick of them.
Shut up, Dee.
Did you hear that, Mama?
I heard it.
Good.
And I agree with it.
Me too. See you later.
Now, I mean it. I don't want to hear no more fat jokes around here. Nobody wants to be fat.
That's right. I hate being fat.
Well, if you did make it with the Rockets, it would be even better than a diet. All that dancing and rehearsing, you could take off 10 pounds a week.
There you go. Then in 12 weeks, you lose about 120 pounds. Well, at least that's a start. Oh, did I say that?
She's right. I'm going down to that tryout. Anybody coming?
Yeah, we're right with you. Come on, man.
Would you spell that for me, please?
S-T-U-B-B-S.
Thank you.
Miss. Excuse me. Hi, sweetheart. Rick Frederick, I'm with the William Morris Agency. Oh, and Frankie Taylor.
Have a seat, Mr. Frederick. We'll call you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. He was super. Super, baby, super.
Really?
Super, baby. I'm telling you, you were super, baby.
Hey, guys, we just saw Super Baby.
Who's that other guy?
That was his agent. All these guys today had agents. We run?
Yeah, I know. I wish I had one.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are you his agent?
That's right.
I'm his agent.
Well, how do you do, Burt Frederick William Morris?
Oh, Roger Everett, Gerald Thomas. Glad to meet you. Guys.
You see, I'm not Mr. Morris.
Oh, I thought you said
that. No, Frederick, Burt Frederick, I'm with William Morris.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Hi, William, nice to meet you. Man, rerun, this is William Morris.
I'm not William Morris. Who is this clown?
I don't know.
That's Burt Frederick. He's with some guy named William Morris.
Freddie Stubbs.
That's him.
That's me.
Please, gentlemen, I'll do the talking. That's him.
That's a him? Looks more like a them. Come on. Gentlemen, meet Freddie Stubbs.
Hey, Freddie. How are you?
I'm his agent, Roger Everett, Gerald Thomas.
All right. All right. Freddie, where's your music?
What music are you referring to exactly?
The music he's going to dance to.
Oh, that music.
Where is it?
Where is it? You want it now?
Right now.
Right. Tiptoe through the tunnel, the vital.
Fellas. Yeah. Let me see what you look like.
You gotta get in
on that. No. Try it one time.
Roger Thomas.
Roger Thomas.
My card.
My pen. You're gonna be at this number for a while?
Well, we have a lot of other appointments, but we should be at that number till November.
I'll call you.
All right. Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right. Hey, that's all.
Super, baby. Really super.
Hey, Gary. How are you, baby?
Hi, Bert. How you doing?
Good.
Can you wait a minute?
Sure.
All right.
Listen, you guys go ahead. I forgot my sports magazine. I'll catch up.
Okay, baby.
Excuse me.
What?
That's my own personal magazine.
So,
I hope you enjoy it. And if you want to thank me, I'll be sitting right here when you get done.
Say, Bert!
Hey, Gary.
Bert, we've been friends, and I don't want to give you a runaround.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's no sense in your kid here rehearsing because, well, the guys like the little fat guy that just left here, and we're going to go with him.
What? Come on, I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you can have Frankie here, and you guys like that bathtub? Come on, I mean, Frankie's a dancer. That kid is Dancer, Prancer, Donner, and Blitzen.
I know, that's why we want him. He's funny. He adds comedy to the act. We can write some great fat jokes, add some insults. Let's face it, baby. Without comedy today, you're dead.
Yeah, sure. Okay, come on.
Say, you're a friend of that fat kid's, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell him he got the job.
I'll tell him.
By the way, what's his name?
Oh, his nickname is Rerun, but his real name is Freddie Stubbs.
Perfect! Freddie Stubby!
No, Stubbs.
I love it! Fat Freddie, tell him he got the job, okay?
Uh-huh.
And tell him to be here tomorrow at 3 o'clock for rehearsals, got it?
Uh-huh.
And tell him from now on his name is Fat Freddie Stubby.
Uh-huh.
I love it! 5 rockets and a moon! By now.
Hang up that phone.
Why?
I told you we're expecting an important call.
Well, this is important too. Did you see the pink hit the bell and blow for service?
Hang up that phone, Dee.
Who says so?
Me.
And who are you?
The defendant in your murder trial.
They may have tried to call.
Yeah, problem.
Let's call them and ask if they tried to call.
They decided to come over. Come in. Where were you? You said you're gonna get your magazine and catch up with us.
Yeah, well, I was delayed.
Hey, what's that on your shirt?
Oh, I spilled some chocolate malt.
You stopped at the soda shop?
Yeah, I needed a drink.
What's the matter with you, man? Don't you know all that chocolate stuff is fattening? I mean, I know I'm fat, but I'm really gonna do something about it. I'm going on a diet right now.
That's great, Rerun.
I may become a rocket, and I'm gonna look like a rocket. Tall, thin, and with sparks flying from my bottom. The day of the fat joke is over, man.
Amen.
I got a chance to be hired by the Rockets just for being a good dancer.
Amen.
I wish they'd call.
Yeah, me too.
They won't call.
How do you know?
Because when I went back for my magazine, they told me what they decided.
So what did they decide?
They decided to hire Rerun.
Yeah! Ah!
Is that all they said?
Uh-uh. Oh, what else did they say?
They said the rerun should be there tomorrow for rehearsal at 3.
I'll be there. Did they say anything else?
Well...
I mean, did they say anything, you know, why they hired him, how good he is, his dancing, you know, something special? Or did they?
No.
What's the difference? I got the job.
What's with you, Dwayne? This is a big day, man. I mean, I was a great agent and Rerun got a great job.
Yeah, why are you so down?
Well, this is my best shirt.
Let's go.
Where?
Down to Denson's and get me some really bad rags.
You're gonna spend money on new clothes?
Sure. I don't want to look like a joke out there. I want to look like one of the dancers.
Yeah, we're going to get some stuff just like the Rockets wear.
They won't have his size.
How do you know?
They don't even have a dressing room his size.
Oh, be quiet, D. Come on, star.
You coming?
No, I think I'm going to try and wash this stuff out. You go ahead. I'll see you later.
The only thing they got at Denson's that'll fit him is the parking lot.
How you like that?
Oh, man, that's really nice.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Sam Persky, the best joke writer in the business.
Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Let's hear the fat joke, Sam.
Okay. Now, look, fellas, here's how we bring them out, right? Ladies and gentlemen, here's the newest Rocket. Well, he's not really a rocket. He's, it's more like a guided miss. Fat Freddy Stubbs, right? Now he comes out, right? Starts to dance, right? Well, while he dances by, one of you guys throws a line like, he's so fat, they have to weigh him on a Richter scale.
Yeah! I love it!
Mistress. Okay, that looks better.
Uh-huh. Well, darling, I think you have to make your own decision.
Well, I want to tell Rerun they're just gonna make fun of him, but he's so happy about getting the job. I don't want to make him feel bad.
But he'll find out sooner or later, won't he?
Yeah, but maybe he won't mind. I mean, maybe he doesn't care if people make fat jokes about it.
Oh, he cares, honey. Believe me, he cares.
But he usually laughs.
I used to laugh, too, but not at first. How I used to cry. But when I got older, I learned to laugh instead of cry. And I was so sick of those people who made all those jokes. And I didn't think too much of myself for laughing at them either.
Well, what should you do when people make fun of you for being fat?
Well, I would say, that's not very funny. And then I'll sit on them.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the fabulous new star, Rocket Rerun Stubbs!
Good Lord!
How do I look?
Like someone spilled Liberace all over you.
He paid for all of that.
He spent every penny he had, and it was well worth it. Well, what do you think, Dwayne?
Well, what do you think, Dwayne? Dwayne?
Rerun, I gotta tell you something. I don't want you to get mad at me.
Why would I get mad at you? There's nothing you can tell me today that could get me mad.
Well...
I mean, today I became a Rocket.
Yeah, bro.
Today I became Rocket Rerun instead of Freaky Freddy. Today I got a job because of me.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Dwayne, tell him.
Tell me what?
It's about why they hired you. They want you to be a rocket just because you're fat. They think that's funny.
How do you know?
He knows. He heard them talking. Now, what are you gonna do about it?
We're crying help.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll kill myself.
Rerun. Pull yourself together.
My arms are too short.
idea. Yes. It's about time we taught people who make fun of fat people a lesson. And I've got the perfect lesson. Come on.
Gary, what's the hang-up?
There's no hang-up. One of our guys is just a little late, that's all.
I know one of you guys is just a little late, the fat one. He's the whole act. Where is he?
I don't know. He was here at rehearsal. He said he'd be here. He'll be here.
He'll be here.
Who are you?
Freddie Stubbs, assistant agent. He said he'd be ready for his introduction. You can start at any time.
Where is he?
He's tinkling.
Here we go.
He's what?
Hey, thank you very much for waiting, ladies and gentlemen, but it's certainly worth waiting to see. Now, here they are, the hottest group in the country. Just seen last week on TV and soul stuff, the Rockets!
Our newest rocket, but actually he's not a rocket. He's a blimp. A blimp! Oh, sorry. Meet big, fat Freddie Stubbs.
You ain't fat.
No, but your head is.
Marvelous tailoring job, if I must say so myself.
Yeah.
The fat jokes won't work!
And neither will you!
What do you do?
Dance!
Huh?
Mrs. Thomas, that was a great idea.
I can't remember when I enjoyed myself more.
But the best part was when the owner turned the place into Cape Canaveral and fired every rocket in sight.
But the worst part was your dancing. Rod, you are terrible. Oh.
That's because I was trying to be bad.
The fact is, I'm a great dancer. You've seen me at parties. You know, I'm very light on my feet.
Yeah, and very heavy on everybody else.
Dee, we're home.
Fellas, I got us a nice big chocolate pudding cake.
And I will get it out.
Skip me, Raj.
Say what?
You're gonna skip chocolate pudding cake?
Yeah.
Skip mine too, Raj.
I'll just have a small piece.
Okay, I'll just have a big one.
I'm really proud of you, Rerun. You got great willpower. I mean, I know how hard it must be to pass up chocolate pudding cake with all that sweet chocolate pudding and that creamy whipped cream topping and that gushy chocolatey middle.
How would you like me to gush your middle, Duane?
Hey, Mama, what happened to the cake?
What do you mean, what happened to the cake? What's wrong with it?
I don't know if there's anything wrong with it because it's not here.
Mama, I don't feel too good.
Come in.
Mrs. Thomas, Raj home?
No, darling. He went to the store, but he'll be right back. Come on in and wait for him.
Thanks. I'm sure glad my rocket outfit didn't go to waste. Roger's new suit really looks sharp.
Thank you, Rerun.
I bet you had enough material left over to make curtains and a tablecloth.
Now, there you go putting yourself down again. You're not that fat.
Oh, come on. You're putting me on.
I'm not putting you on, Rerun. You're just a little plump, that's all. As a matter of fact, all I had left over from your suit was just a few pieces of material here, that's all.
Hi, Rerun. Mama, can I watch TV?
Oh. That's a very nice outfit you have on there, Dee.
Thank you. Wait till you see my jacket.
Thank you.